Physicists would have had to make so many arbitrary assumptions about atoms and forces that nothing really could have been accomplished. Nevertheless, by the 1890s, an odd sense of completion had spread to many scientists. In the folklore of science, there is an apocryphal story about some physicist who, near the turn of the century, proclaimed that physics was just about complete, with nothing left to be done but to carry measurements to a few more decimal places. The story seems to originate in a remark made in 1894, in a talk at the University of Chicago by the American experimental physicist Albert Michelson. While it is never safe to affirm that the future of physical science has no marvels in store even more astonishing than those of the past, it seems probable that most of the grand underlying principles have been firmly established, and that further advances are to be sought chiefly in the rigorous application of these principles to all the phenomena which come under our notice. An eminent physicist has remarked that the future truths of physical science are to be looked for in the sixth place of decimals. Robert Andrews Millikan, another American experimentalist, was in the audience at Chicago during Michelson's talk and guessed that the eminent physicist Michelson referred to was the influential Scot William Thomson, Lord Kelvin. A friend has told me that when he was a student at Cambridge in the late 1940s, Kelvin was widely quoted as having said that there was nothing new to be discovered in physics, and that all that remained was more and more precise measurements. I've not been able to find this remark in Kelvin's collected speeches, but there is plenty of other evidence for a widespread, though not universal, sense of scientific complacency in the late 19th century. When the young Max Planck entered the University of Munich in 1875, the professor of physics Philip Joly urged him against studying science. In Joly's view, there was nothing left to be discovered. Millikan received similar advice. "In 1894," he recalled, "I lived in a fifth-floor flat on 64th Street, a block west of Broadway, with four other Columbia graduate students, one a medic and the other three working in sociology and political science, and I was ragged continuously by all of them for sticking to a finished, yes, a dead subject like physics, when the new, live field of the social sciences was just opening up." Often such examples of 19th-century complacency are trotted out as warnings to those of us in the 20th century who dare to talk of a final theory. This rather misses the point of these self-satisfied remarks. Michelson and Joly and Millikan's roommates could not possibly have thought that the nature of chemical attraction had been successfully explained by physicists, much less that the mechanism of heredity had been successfully explained by chemists. Those who made such remarks could only have done so because they had given up on the old dream of Newton and his followers that chemistry and all other sciences would be understood in terms of physical forces.